Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevama Samech HaMebeiz. We're holding on Samech HaMebeiz, 14 lines from the top, Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomer. So says the Gemara Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Yomer, Gyoiras Pchusa Mibashal Shana V'yayim Echad, K'sheira L'kuhuna. If you have a woman who converts, a Gyoiras who converts when she was less than 3 years in a day, so she's definitely not a Zayna, but Mela she'll be mutter to a Kayin only if she converts when she's older, so then when she's B'cheska Zayna, but if she's younger, when her Bia is not even a Bia yet, so then she's mutter. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chol by the mechamis midyan, it says v'chol ataf ben asher shaliyadu mishkav zacher hachayu lachem, that you could save all the women, all the girls, and hachayu lachem, save them for you, meaning to take for them as a wife. V'rei Pinchas imahem, amongst the men, the Jewish men that were there, was Pinchas, and the Torah says hachayu lachem, it's mutter to you. Sounds like even to Pinchas, you see, Pinchas even was allowed to marry such a giyores. V'rabbanan, they'll say back that no, lavadim l'shvachis, and that it means take them as a maid servant. Not to take them as a wife, and the male there's no raya from here. Now ask the Gemara, according to Rashbi, who learns that the pasuk's talking about as a wife, so yihachi bashal shan of yemechanami. So why does he stop at less than 3 years in a day, even if she's older? Even if she's 3 years old, it should be mutter, because the pasuk doesn't seem to differentiate. Says the Gemara, no kud Rav Huna. We learn it to differentiate between Ruy Labia and Inner Ruy Labia from Rav Huna. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna pointed out that there seems to be a stira in the pasukim. On the one hand, siv kol yishi yidas yishu mishkav zacha harugu. You should kill all the women that were yidas ish. Ha'ene yidas keimu. So first of all, it's mashmum that if they were never together with another man, so you could keep them alive. And it's also mechlal da'ataf bein yadu bein lo yadu kayamu. That the children, you could all keep them all alive, no matter what. Uksib, but then the pasuk says, v'chol ataf ben ashim ashol yadu mishkav zacha rachayu lachem. That only the children who are now yidas mishkav zacha, then you could keep them alive. Hayadi, but if they were older, if they were yadi mishkav zachar, so then harugu, you have to kill them. And surely women, older women, it doesn't matter. So how are we going to reconcile the psukim? Have you remember really by the custom medaber? Because we're not really discussing an age. What the Torah is really saying is kill all women who are yadi mishkav zachar means kill all women who are royal libya, all women that are older than are 3 years in a day or older. And then when it says that you should keep alive the taf benashim eshel lo yadu mishkav zachar, that's talking about when they're less than 3 years in a day. And Tani Nami Hachi learns in the Braisa like this as well. The Braisa doesn't elaborate, but it definitely seems to be learning from these psukim the same thing that Rav Huna learned. The Braisa says, "V'chol isha yaidas ish b'ruya liba l'kas medaber." The pasuk's talking about killing all the women that are really bael. Ata aimer really bael ina el nivala memamish. Maybe it means literally that she was together with another man. From the other pasuk we see, because there's a steer in the psukim, the only way we'll answer it is you see that the first pasuk was talking about really bael. It's about ruya and ina ruya. It was never about the whether or not they were practically with another man or not. Now says the Gemara mina yadi. How did they know whether or not a girl was 3 years old in a day or not? How did they know that she was really bold or not? They passed them in front of the tzitz. Based off of if her face turned Mairikais, like a green light complexion, so then they knew she was really bold. And if not, they knew that she was less than 3 years in a day and she was not really bold. Amr of Nachman, simin la'aveira hidroikon, what we just said, that a simin for a lady who's Isaac and Znus is jaundice, is that she turns this yellow or green light complexion. The pasuk says by Yavish Gilad, the yimtsu miyoshve Yavish Gilad, arba meyos naira besula, asher lo yadu ish lemishkav zachar, that they found 400 women who survived Yavish Gilad, who didn't join the rest of Klal Yisrael in fighting against Binyamin. So these women were survivors, these 400 women. And it says that they were all besulais, and they kept them alive to marry the men from Binyamin. I mean, no, yeah, how did they know that they were besulais? I'm Rav Kana, hishivim apichabes. They did a test. They would have them sit on top of a barrel of a shalyayin of wine. So beula rechanoidev besula ein rechanoidev. Depending on whether or not there was a clean route through the body, so then there would be a smell of wine that would come out. So a beula, there would be a smell of wine that came out. By a besula, being that there was something blocking it, so therefore the smell of the wine wouldn't go through, and then they wouldn't smell the wine. So that's how they were able to test it. Ask the Gemara, why do something so invasive in avrinu lufnei tzitz? Just have them pass in front of the tzitz. Amravkan, the braid of nasan, the ratzon lehem ksev. Because it says that the tzitz is the ratzon, they can only be used for good things. The ratzon vili puranais can't be used for puranais. Ihachi asked the Gemara, b'midyanami. So how is it allowed to be used in Midian for Paranis? It says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Lahem Ksev. It says, L'ratzayin Lahem, Lahem L'ratzayin, for Klai Yisrael, it's L'ratzayin, V'loi L'Paranis, V'loi V'dekachavim, Afilu L'Paranis. For Gayim, it could even be used for Paranis. Says the Gemara, Amar Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Yishuv Ben Levi, Halacha K'Rashmi. The Halacha is like Rashmi, that the Kain is allowed to marry a Geiress, who's Pusim V'ashal Shana V'yayim Echad. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rab Zera, Le Rab Yaakov Bar Idi. Rab Zera asks, Rab Yaakov Bar Idi, you're saying that you heard this, that you're saying B'Shem Rab Yishuv Ben Levi, that the Halacha is like Rashmi, but favor Shmi Halacha, and Mechlala Shmi Halacha. Did you hear that from Rab Yishuv Ben Levi's own mouth directly? Or is this something that you're just inferring that that's what he holds? Now, my Klala, where would he be inferring it from? The Amar Rab Yishuv Ben Levi, because Rab Yishuv Ben Levi once said over that Ir Achas Haisa Be'Eretz Yisrael Shekara La'ir. There was once a city in Eretz Yisrael that people were being mitzi, rumors about it, of that there, maybe there was someone there that were the married someone who he's not allowed to. Ushaga Rabbi is Rabbi Romanus. Rabbi sent Rabbi Romanus to check it out. That married a kayin. He saw that there was a kayin who married a gyeres plusim v'bashal shana v'yemechad. Ve'achshira Rabbi lekuna, and Rabbi said that she's mutter. It's fine because we go like Rashbi. So that would be where you see Rabbi Shimon ben Levi saying over this story. So clearly he also is paskening like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, to which the Gemara says Amar Lei, that Rabbi Yaakov Idi Lamaisa responded to Rabbi Zera, and he says, no, that's not even from the story, rather, Befei Shmieli, I heard it straight out from Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that the Allah is like Rashbi. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Mechla Lamai, what was Rabbi Zera's issue? Let's say he learned it out from the story. Why would that be a problem? It seems like it's a good raya. Says the Gemara, no, because Dil Mashani Asim Hayo Vinsev Vinsev, because there, it was Bidi Evan. It could be once the Kain married her, so then we allow him to stay with her, but he wouldn't have initially have allowed the Kain to marry such a Giyayres. Now, where do we ever find such a precedent to be mechalik between the Chatchila and the Eved? Like we find the Harav Rabbi Yechon Amitarvayu by Garis Mukas Eitz, so Yisa, Kain Gadol is not allowed to marry by Garis or Mukas Eitz, but Lamaisa, Bimnasa, if he did, he did. So you see that we're mechalik between the Chatchila and the Eved. Which the Gemara says, no, that was an exception over there. Hachi Hashta, Bishlam, Ahasam, Saifil, Yais, by Garis Tachtav, Saifil, Yais, Bula Tachtav. Over there, it was an exceptional case because those are things that are inevitable that they're going to happen even when he marries a woman. But Hach over here, Saifil, Yais, Zaina Tachtav, by Giyaris, we're going to allow b'di'eved. Why? Because Saifil, Yais, Zaina Tachtav, there's no such thing. And if so, if you're going to tell me that it's a problem, L'chadhila, then it's a problem b'di'eved as well. And vice versa. If you see that Rebbe held, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi's bringing it, that the halacha was like Rashbi, b'di'eved, so then it must be the halacha is like Rashbi, even l'chadhila, that the kain's allowed to marry a Giyaris who converted when she was p'chusim b'ashal o'shanim v'yaymechad. So it is a raya from the story, happens to be, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi heard it lahedya from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, but even if you're inferred it from the story, that would have been good enough. Says the Gemara there of Safra, Masnil Mechlelo, he taught it over and inferred it from the story, Ukashle, he had a kashi that maybe you could be mechalik, Umeshani later, no, you can't be mechalik between l'chadhila and b'di'eved, like we just said. Says the Gemara, who Kahana the Insev Geiras Chusim Bashal Shanav Yemechad. There was once a kain who married a Geiras who had converted when she was less than 3 years in a day. And Amar Leir of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my hi, what are you doing with the Geiras? So Amar Leir, so he said back to Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Damar of Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar of Yishuv Ben Levi, Lachik Rashbi. What do you mean? I'm going like Rashbi. So Amar Leir said back to him, Zil Apik, go get divorcer. V'iloy Mafikna Lachav Yaakov Bar Idi Meunach. And if not, I'm going to take her Yaakov Bar Idi out of your ears. Rashi says, claim married, I'm going to put you in Nidui until you divorce her. Meaning he was saying that the Halacha does not follow Rashbi.